Wow, producer Porkchop just ruined our Instagram. You can see it right now. Radio Now AM show. He rapped the first 20 or 30 seconds. He messed it up really early, too.
It was so intense, too. He had some anger behind that.
That felt so good.
She's like, go down, so down, good. Baby. You're straight in a Range Rover.
He was like into the camera like, what? What?
Just go see it if you missed it. Radio Now AM show. He butchered it. It's on our story.
I thought it was great, though.
Okay. We have a little themey song right here for Liv the Web Girl because she's got a boyfriend that likes to vape and hits the jewel, so we call him Jewel Daddy.
Vape for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, yeah.
Is that Liv singing?
Rob the vape store. Tell them, get me a jewel.
Yeah, so, Liv the Web Girl, you have an issue with Jewel Daddy?
Yes. Not so much the actual person as the name. So, last week, me and my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, who both used the Jewel, threw them in the trash and quit cold turkey.
I am so proud of you. Because, well, just the breaking news, Trump administration plans to ban flavored e-cigarettes. And then there's been hundreds of strange illnesses from vaping.
Right.
And there's been 6 deaths reported. So this is a great time to jump off
board. That's like why we did it. Like, so all this stuff has been coming in the news and it's honestly so, so, so scary. And we're like, it's just not even worth it at all.
Sounds like a conspiracy. Like, all they ban it, people are getting sick.
Well, that is a conspiracy that I might believe in, but I'm not even going to dive into because I could go on for hours. But either way, inhaling smoke into your lungs, that is just not healthy, not good for you. Especially, I'm such a hypocrite because I'm like, eat organic, work out, and then I'm vaping
is
over
this
here.
Is this organic e-juice or not?
Yeah, exactly. And one, it's not. So anyways, me and my boyfriend, we quit Jeweling. We threw the jewels in the trash. We're done. Now he needs a new nickname because we call him Jewel Daddy based off of him hitting the jewel. And he's quit. He's done with it.
833-563-2539 from the limited knowledge that you might have about Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. I don't know what to call him until we give a new name.
I know.
Liv's boyfriend, formerly known as Jewel Daddy, what can we call him now?
Give us characteristics of him.
Give us as much info as you can about him.
So one, I think he has some OCD. He's a very, very clean person.
Should we call him Mr. O?
Mr. O or like CD.
Mr. Clean.
OC Daddy, like OCD, OC Daddy. I don't know. He's in real estate, so he sells homes, he sells houses. He's very bougie. He is. He just like, he likes nice and expensive things.
He's got great hair.
He does have pretty good hair.
Oh, you better watch out, Liv.
I kind of like Mr. Bouge because, like, Mr. Big from Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Bouge. Wait, I kind of like that.
Bougie. All right, that's a contender. I think I'm just so hung up on Jewel Daddy that I don't like that.
Which
like,
one? We can still incorporate Daddy in some way because, let me tell you, he is Daddy.
And all girls, by the way, for, like, men, they're men or men they date. I don't know if guys do this, too, but we have nicknames for dudes. Like, all of my friends, we have codes for men. We don't call them their real names.
Exactly. I can't call him his real name. So we can keep it. I will say he does like dip every once in a while when
dip
he's playing
daddy.
Video games.
Dip Daddy.
I was thinking maybe Dip Daddy.
Well, that's an easy replacement.
But I don't know because I kind of like Mr. Bouge or maybe something with selling like real estate or hair, something with his hair.
Side note, if he's quitting vaping, he should also quit dipping because that's a good way to get mouth cancer.
Oof. One thing at a time, though, baby steps.
Yeah.
How about Dippity Dude?
But I think he should do.
Dippity Dude.
I like Dip Daddy.
What if he's quit? But if he quits that soon too, then like we're just going to have to come up with another one. Maybe he's just forever changing. We just always change his nickname. But do you have any suggestions, Porkchop? You've met him. You know him.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. Dippity Dude.
He likes gaming.
Oh, okay.
He likes video games.
He's kind of quiet sometimes.
At
least every time I've seen him.
I think Dip Daddy or Mr. Bouge. Those are my top contenders.
I kind of like Mr. Bouge.
Mr. Bouge would work as far as if he ever got off dipping.
Because he'll never not be bougie, probably.
No, I swear on my life.
Change.
He will never not be bougie.
I love it.
I think Mr. Boosh.
Let's tentatively go with that, and maybe we can throw some suggestions. We can like put a question thing on there on Instagram.
Okay.
And people can try to suggest some names, and you can say that. But I think Mr. Boosh would work for now. I think it's a decent idea.
Yeah, I love it.
It's just hard because you get so used to knowing somebody a certain way.
I know.
And then you change it up.
They're going to think you have a new boyfriend. Like.
I told him that, and I was like, and he was like, oh, maybe you shouldn't change it or whatever. I was like, ooh, no, maybe it's like spicy. Maybe it's like kind of playing.
Do you and your friends all have nicknames for their guys?
Yeah, we never call them.
Sexual Cody, the AB Blues, Coach, Hot Teacher. I mean, you don't call them their actual name.
No, I had like Lax Boy. I had Hot Virgin. Like, there's always a nickname for whatever boy you're talking to.
Do guys give girls, I assume, right?
Here's the thing. It sounds like you guys do well with these names. I try to lovingly name my wife this, and she hates
it. She rejected it?
I honestly don't want to say, because it's fine to say on the radio, but she'll probably be mad that I bring this up on the air.
Too late.
Well, bring it up.
She's not listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, she's not.
My wife smells great. I love the smell of, like, that she leaves on the pillow. Like, I think of her. But for whatever reason, I think it's funny because I'm like into butt stuff, just like always doing booty stuff. Well, not butt stuff. But,
into butt stuff. Well, not,
No, but like I get in trouble. Our boss is like, quit hitting fart sounds. So that's what I mean. I'm not into. I haven't tried that. But
oh my god, he's just digging a ditch.
No, but I always call her stinky booty, or I say, "What up, booty face."
Booty face?
It's a dumb name. She calls me Joey Bear.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Those are not equal. Joey Bear and
booty face? No, I absolutely do not think those are equal at all.
Booty. And also, your wife, I know why she hates that.
Why?
Because who wants to be called that?
It's not flattering.
You can call me Stinky Booty and I'd laugh all day.
Can we just call him Jules Daddy so it makes it sound like he's just got, like, you know, big family jewels?
No. Moving on.
Why is Porkchop thinking about your man's manhood? Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Radio Now AM show. Yeah, not for long. Radio Now AM show. Go there. We're going to put up a little question thing on our Insta story, and maybe you can suggest. But right now, we got Mr. Boosh as a possible idea for formerly Jewel Daddy. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, LeBron has a new gig, plus spotted this hot blonde holding hands with her terrible ex's brother.